Hey everybody, welcome to a mini episode of How Did This Get Made? Couple of brief announcements here at the top. We are doing a live show at Largo on December 13th. It's a Friday. We added a second show because the first one is sold out. So it's now up to you to come to the second show. Sorry, that's a lot of pressure on you. No, we're doing two different movies, two different guests, and we'd love to have you there. It's going to be a really fun night. And on December 12th, if you are also in LA, I'm doing another show at Largo, and that is my Christmas show. It's the sixth annual or fifth annual Christmas show. All the money goes to charity. I'm co-hosting with Rhett Miller, people that will be performing with us, Casey Wilson, Adam Pally, John Daly from the new Walter and Mitty movie and Cracked Out and his amazing podcast here on the Earwolf Network. So come on out December 12th and 13th, largola.com. Buy your tickets now. I have something very important for all the listeners out there. We are trying to make a new t-shirt, but we can't decide on which one we want. You guys submitted designs. We picked the best ones. Now we want you to vote on the final two. Go to our Facebook page and vote on the best t-shirt design. It's in your hands. It really is. This is a chance for you to make a difference. Get off your ass. Do something for once in your fucking life. Okay, guys. Thanksgiving is coming around the corner, isn't it? And it's time for us to give thanks. And I want to give thanks to a movie that doesn't get its due for being a bad movie. Yeah, sure, there's Ishtar and Waterworld. But this movie, people don't talk about. Want to get a guess? Give a guess. Say it out loud, wherever you are right now. If you're at work, say it out loud. Make people think that you're crazy. If you're in your car, scream it. I would like people in their workplaces right now just be screaming bad movie titles and then never say anything again. Like, you would have like a weird Tourette's. So, the movie that we are giving thanks for this Thanksgiving is a movie with a hawk, a Hudson Hawk. That's right. Bruce Willis's little known, I think little known. I loved it when I was a kid, or I don't know if I loved it. I was confused by it as a kid. Bruce Willis's little known attempt to make a franchise character as a wise cracking safe cracker. I like that term. A wise cracking safe cracker who only wants to get a cappuccino. It's bizarre. It's definitely trying to be a comedy, but it's also trying to be an action movie. Coming off the heels of Die Hard, he couldn't do any wrong, but he did. Here, take a listen.
Bruce Willis is back in business.
Thanks for saving me, tough guy.
And business is booming.
I was afraid you weren't going to drop by.
Hudson Hawk.
That excites me.
Check, please.
The best cat burglar that ever lived.
I didn't want to do it. All I wanted was a cappuccino.
But he can't retire.
Maybe nobody told you. I quit stealing.
If he wants to keep on living.
This is a brand new tuxedo!
Watch your step. Hold your breath. Hang on for dear life. And catch the hawk.
Good plan, Junior.
Bruce Willis, Danny Aiello, Andy McDowell, Hudson Hawk.
Sounds like a party.
Oh my God. This trailer is almost like a parody of a Bruce. Like, you expect Ben Stiller to be doing, like, on the Ben Stiller show, this should have been a sketch there. Now, one of the things I love about this movie is the tagline, catch the excitement, catch the adventure, catch the hawk. Now, this movie was billed as an action film, but when they realized that it wasn't really an action film, for home video, they changed it to catch the excitement, catch the laughter, catch the hawk. This movie was nominated for many a Razzie, had many negative reviews, and there is a video game based on it. Yes, I can't wait to play the NES and Game Boy game of Hudson Hawk. Who is that for? This movie features Bruce Willis singing. This movie also features Danny Aiello, Sandra Bernhard, James Coburn, and David Caruso as Kit Kat. Is it streaming? Let me tell you, it kind of is. You can rent it on all the different formats that you can rent digital things on, Amazon, iTunes. And if you have something called Xfinity Pix, it's free to stream. So I don't know what the fuck that is, but you can get it. The movie is only 100 minutes. So don't fret. It's not going to keep you too busy. So that is that. Make sure that you catch the hawk this Thanksgiving, and we'll be back next week with that. But before I finish up the podcast, it is time for a section I like to call Corrections and Omissions. Hit the theme.
There's something rather spiffing about corrections and omissions, but some people take it a bit too far. Like the simple girl on Amazon that gave this film 5 stars.
This is a chance for you to tell us if we missed anything in the movies that we have done in the past. Last week we did the Cindy Crawford film Fair Game. And you know, there was a lot of things that we covered, but there are a few things that we missed. This is probably one of my favorite corrections and omissions because it went so deep and so nerdy. There's an argument right now about Linux, and I'm going to read it to you and enjoy it because this is my favorite. Sharik Torres wrote this. He was like, I'd like to take a moment to talk about the computer specialist guy who I called Olaf while watching the film and his arc. He was the workhorse of the kill squad, but he never got any respect. If you look closely while he was typing, it was all in Russian, and then it switched to English when he was obviously using Linux to track down Billy Baldwin and Cindy Crawford. If you know anything about Linux, that program he ran was in the user bin folder. That means the Kill Cindy Crawford program was not a standard install with the distro he was using, which means he actually had to hand code that. I like to think the pizza payment module was something that he wrote after getting high with the Russian chick who was stabbed in the pussy and ordering pizza from that same establishment. While eating a slice, Olaf thought to himself, if I were ever chasing someone down, they probably would try to get pizza. I better write an extension of that tracker program and I will account for that. Better safe than sorry. I don't understand everything he just wrote there, but I kind of get the gist. Now, if that's not enough, Bruce Reed Robertson II chimed in, and he goes, I love Linux and Unix, but I only use it for bioinformatics garbage, and I can't imagine trying to build a few thousand lines of code just to get information from a pizza shop. That was strange that they paid attention to those details and let so many other things slide. And then Sharik writes back more. Oh my God, this is too much. You can read the rest of this Linux conversation on our message boards. You can always go to our message boards to send in your corrections and omissions. But this is, it goes on. It is, it gets really deep about how you would use Linux to track pizza. So you can always check out our forums at the How Did This Get Made forums on TheEarWolf.com. Now, someone else, Mario, brings up the handcuffing scene. I can't believe they didn't touch on the completely pointless handcuffing scene. After the highway chase scene, Crawford says how she wants to go alone, and Billy Baldwin handcuffs the two of them together so she won't run off. Then they steal a car, drive off. He mentions he can't undo the handcuffs because the keys were on his Wagoneer. Cut to immediately the next scene with Baldwin breaking the handcuffs off with a gunshot and Crawford running away and jumping on the train. What the fuck was the purpose of the handcuffs? Mario, that's a great point. You get a point for your point. And finally, the titles. This is actually from our intern, Nate. He goes, I think you guys figured it out, but the title is only slightly explained by the logline. He's a cop on the edge. She's a woman with a dangerous secret. They've both been targeted by the Russian mob. Now, they're fair game. So I guess the meaning of this title is essentially the end of a sentence. Terrible. Fair Game, still one of my favorite episodes. And those were amazing points. And thank you guys for getting into the nitty-gritty of Linux. Okay, now it's time to open up our mailbag. This is a time where you ask me cues, I give you A's. Not AIDS, A's. Here we go. Let's do it. Justin Velez writes, Paul, why do you smell like smoking and red wine? Well, Justin, because I have been fucking Gerard Depardieu. And don't try to stop me. He's beautiful and he's French and he smells, but he is a wonderful man and he treats me like the person I always knew I could be. So stop judging me. I'm in love. Stephen Outlaw writes, can I help? Can I offer you a stick of Wrigley Spearmint gum? No, man. Fuck that shit. Juicy Fruit all the way, man. Spearmint. Take that shit and kick it to the curb. If I'm not eating Juicy Fruit, I'm going to have some of that gum that tastes like licorice. Remember that one in the blue packet? It was good. Justin Lev writes, Bo Staff or nunchucks? Dude, Bo Staff. No doubt. okay? Nunchucks, there's too many variables. Like, you could hit yourself. You got a swinging stick. I'll take my bow staff. If it gets broken, I got two sticks. I'm Darth Maul up in that joint, okay? I don't need no nunchucks. Aaron Womack writes, what do you recommend for a rope burn? Chunky applesauce. I know, it's crazy, but chunky applesauce, it's so smooth. It's going to really get in there, and you're going to smell like apples. And why are you getting rope burns? No one should be getting rope burns unless you're in a PE class being yelled at by a gym teacher like, get up that rope! No reason to get a rope burn in real life. I don't think so, unless you work with rope. And maybe you do, and I apologize. Donald Bush writes, why did you do it, Paul? Why? Because that prick. He lied on the stand. I knew he was guilty. I had to take him down. Sure. He said it was an accident, killing all those dogs, but I know he's a serial killer. A dog serial killer, and I needed to take him down. So don't judge me. I needed to do it. This corrupt system. I'm the person they turn to. I'm like Batman without the cowl or the deep voice or the cool car or the Batcave or the money. I'm just like a dude who likes to kill guys who kill dogs. Oh, man, it's early. John Hansel writes, why does it hurt when I pinch the skin around my elbow? Dude, because it's skin and it's attached to your body. Every time you pinch your skin, it hurts. But it shouldn't. Elbows should be where like our tortoise shells are. Like, we should have little shells there. How cool would that be? That would be my X-Men power, to have shells on my elbows, like a good old fashioned, I don't even know. Like a turtle. Turtles don't have shells. But I would like that. I would like to have built in like shoulder pads or elbow pads. All right. Jonathan Jones writes, is it safe? No, get down there, shooting at you. Oh, all right, good. It's clear. Let's go. Neil Saveri writes, what's the worst haircut a man can get? That's easy. A bowl cut, a.k.a. the mushroom, a.k.a. the penis head. Guys, why would you ever do that? That's not fun. Only Emo Phillips can pull it off, and he did it as a character. Does he still wear the bowl cut? I saw him a few years ago at Caroline's. It was awesome. Still rocking the bowl cut. Greg Lamb writes, what's your midnight snack of choice? Oh, bro. I'm not like a one snack guy. I switch it up. Sometimes I rock those Twizzlers. Sometimes just a piece of dark chocolate. Sometimes I'm just pulling out those pretzel crisps, get some hummus on it. Oh, that's right. I treat myself right on my late night snack department. And if it's really late and I'm coming home and I see that 7-Eleven, you know I'm going to get a bag of Doritos. That's the way I do it. So I do it because I sometimes get sad at night and need to fill my sadness with Doritos. Kim Layer writes, Paul, why is your fax machine so old? Well, Kim, glad you brought this up, but due to a freak accident in 1997, my mother was hit by a lightning bolt and she was turned into a fax machine. And now she lives and communicates with me through a fax machine. So I keep her around and I hope that her toner doesn't run out and that the power never goes off, because that's the only connection to my mother. So, Kim, I know that you thought you were so funny and cool, but guess what? That's my mom in that fax machine. Okay, so are you happy now? Are you happy, Kim? All right, that is all for questions and answers. Thank you guys so much. We love hearing your comments. We love hearing your questions. We love anything. Any suggestions you might have, throw them at us. You go to earwolf.com. You can go over to our Facebook page. Do whatever you want. Facebook is where we're really checking a lot of the stuff, except for corrections and omissions. Guys, I want you to enjoy Hudson Hawk, a movie that our intern, the guy who helps me out with these mini episodes, Nate Kiley, told me angered him. So I hope that it does not anger you as much. That is it. We'll see you next time. Stream Hudson Hawk, you fucking dum-dums. Happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio. Boom.com. Earwolf. The wolf dead.